You're listening to SBS News.
The latest GP medical benefits schedule, which came into effect on July the 1st, has removed rebates for telehealth phone consultations longer than 20 minutes. Rebates for video consultations over 20 minutes will continue, leaving doctors not only confused, but concerned for many Australians in rural and regional areas. Not everyone has been able to make the digital transition, and doctors and advocates are appealing to the government to not exclude them from Australia's healthcare system. Professor Karen Price from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners says there's no justification for cutting rebates for phone consultations.
Oh, we've already had plenty of examples and anecdotal evidence on all the doctors' forums. They're all talking about their most vulnerable patients, people with disabilities, people who are in rural and remote areas. I know ACRM argued very strongly for the Aboriginal cohort because they not have a low confidence using the technology. And so there's a range of different cohorts who are not able to use the internet for video telehealth.
A study by electronics company Philips has revealed 40% of Australians living in rural and remote areas have internet speeds of less than 28 kilobits per second. The minimum recommended speed for video calls is 600 kilobits per second. Professor Price says Labor should commit to their promise to improve healthcare for all Australians.
We need the government to recognise that telehealth is an established part of an adjunct usual care with a usual GP. So we need to be reinstated, very simply. These are vulnerable people who are going to miss out, and I would have thought of all governments that the Labor government would understand that's who's going to have poor access to this sort of medical care.
She says in the context of a global pandemic, with so many Australians without access to internet, the decision makes no sense whatsoever.
This is patient-centred lack of access. So elderly people and people who have low digital literacy for various reasons, people who can't afford even a smartphone or don't have a computer in the house, there are 2.5 million Australians who are not using the internet, and they are going to be directly disallowed from using telephone or have difficulty accessing it due to these cuts to Medicare. And it's in the middle of a winter infectious diseases surge and a global pandemic, and it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Ray Kingston lives in regional Western Victoria and says whilst most of the time he's lucky enough to access the internet, many people he knows need a phone as a backup.
But I'm acutely aware that there'll be days that won't work and the telephone is a backup. And I'm probably one of the lucky ones, to be honest. I I'm only about 5 or 10 Ks from a tower.
He says things will get patchy for those who can't rely on phone services.
There's people on satellite internet and on the edge of wireless NBN and you know, completely outside these footprints and having to use, that would find trying to do video conferencing for telehealth, you know, it in some ways is a godsend because of the lack of healthcare options up here. But, you know, you need that phone. If you couldn't get the phone as a backup, it would be a very patchy service for a lot of people.
Tom Kennedy, SBS News.